Well, have you heard of Burning Man? You will now. You'll dig in deep thanks to the work by my next guest. Carolyn L. White writes the book, The Archaeology of Burning Man, The Rise and Fall of Black Rock City. Take us there, Carolyn. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Thank you. For you, professor in the anthropology department at the University of Nevada, Reno, where you hold a pretty important chair and direct anthropology, and I have a feeling you've been there, done that when it comes to Burning Man.
Well, that's true. I've been studying the city since 2006 when I first moved west to Nevada, and have been looking at all different components of the city, from the way people live on a daily basis to the way that the city is built by the organization, to the way that they clean up afterwards and make it disappear until it appears the next year.
All right, let's do the basics. What is Burning Man?
Burning Man is an event that draws about 75,000 people to the remote Black Rock Desert in northwestern Nevada. And those people gather there, they live there for 1 week as they anticipate the culminating event, which is burning a giant 40-foot wooden man. And it is a city that is unlike any other, with its chaos and spectacle, like art cars roaming the streets with flamethrowers and huge burnable art installations. But it is also a city that is incredibly organized. And that tension between chaos and organization is what really pulled me towards studying it.
Yes, and let's get into that detail. It is an event, but it is it's more than that. Go into detail.
Well, Burning Man is, there are 10 principles that sort of define Burning Man, and of course I won't go into all of them, but it is sort of what people want it to be. So people arrive, they have to bring absolutely everything they need to survive for 1 week in the desert, at temperatures ranging from 110 degrees down to 40 degrees. And they set up their camps in this city that's built like a clock, with radial streets and concentric streets numbered and named differently each year depending on the theme. And the economy of the city is built on gifting. So no money is exchanged, and people bring things to give away. So whether that's a pancake breakfast or showers or large art installations that people build as experiences for other people, that sense of gift-giving, community, and non-commodification is at the heart of the city.
And as an archaeologist, I understand Burning Man is the perfect site for research. Talk about this.
Yeah, contrary to what I thought of when I first started it, I mean, Burning Man is the world's largest leave-no-trace event. So in many ways, that's an archaeologist's worst nightmare. We study traces. But I decided that I wanted to start to apply some of the ideas and methods that I had used to study the more distant past onto a site in the present. And Burning Man offers an opportunity to see the way that a city is built, lived in, and dismantled in the space of 2 months. So that gives an archaeologist a chance to see the details and the movement, the noise and disruption that's present in all cities and in all human life, but that we usually can't quite grasp in the more distant past. So it exposes the mess of the world and the uncountable numbers of building events and dismantling events and the movement. So it really allows us to see the world and its messiness, its complicatedness, and its rich texture.
Back to the actual Burning Man itself. Again, the title of your book, The Archaeology of Burning Man, The Rise and Fall of Black Rock City. You visited Burning Man, I know, at setup, I mean, even a month before the event starts, and during cleanup. There's a stage that's of all this? It's in stages?
Yeah, the Burning Man takes place on land that is managed by the Bureau of Land Management. And every year they give Burning Man a permit to have this event. And so the land is kind of cordoned off at the beginning of August, and that's when they start building things. They fence off the space where the city will be built. They create a point in the desert where the man will stand, and then they build the city around that center point. The city itself is occupied for a week at the end of August, culminating on Labor Day weekend. And then after that, there's another month that it takes to clean up after the city is dismantled. So the event of Burning Man is the peak of its occupation, but there is a big lead up and let down after the event is over.
Yes. You've been called Dr. Jones on site there?
Yes, that is my playa name. At Burning Man, people are given playa names that kind of signify this otherworldly character of being at Burning Man. And when I was there one day for the cleanup, the people in the Department of Public Works at roll call told me, just wait, you'll know when your name is called. And they dubbed me Dr. Jones.